Evening. The title of tonight's shiur, I might have to give non-kosher medicine to my child. By its very nature, the subject matter is very vast, one wide-ranging, and perhaps I'd like to deviate perhaps from the normal format of the evening shiur of giving Piskei Halachos, but I'll select one or two topics which are more general, and implications of them which they might have la halacha, and obviously everyone has to consult their own halachic source or reference for final decisions, because again there's a wide range of opinions on many of the matters which I touched upon. So first of all, general kashrus and medicine, again it's nagiyah in many different forms and aspects. One of the big subjects that was has been discussed is the use of gelatin in the makeup of various medicines. The use of gelatin crops up very commonly, or nowadays not so common, but certainly it was definitely common in the capsules which were formulated, the plastic capsules which were medicine inside were formulated, part of it was gelatin was used in the format and the makeup of them. Gelatin was also used to coat tablets. So the question is one permitted bichlal to take that medicine? Before we discuss aspects of children being children in halacha, just a general introduction to the possible challenges that can crop up in medication. Gelatin itself, bichlal in general, the general accepted minhag custom is we don't use it, we don't eat it, although when it was first introduced, there was a big machlokes in the poskim. I think the Rabbanon is a short title. The non-Mohammedan Hashem do allow the use of it, they follow the reliance of the poskim from a matter gelatin, but generally the wide, certainly most kashrus organizations don't allow the use of gelatin itself. But in its original format, it was a machlokes of poskim. Gelatin was made in various different forms. Gelatin was either extracted, can be extracted classically from bones, from pig skins, or from a residue of meat itself. In which case, it may be nafkimina, the source of the gelatin may have an impact on Zalacha, because the others possibly say, if it's made from bones, Zalacha is absolutely vicious, and he's absolutely vicious. There are further swallows which are brought forward to be matter it, that it becomes unfit to eat b'chlal during the process when we put acid into it. But nonetheless, the accepted sack is mekubal in Chayei Yisrael generally by all standard, all kashrus of a seeking a higher standard is that something that is not used. However, the person do say that there is the argument to say that that is all dealing with the use of gelatin on its own, but in as a food. However, when it's introduced into medicine, it further goes through a further process. It's being processed again, it's being nishtane, it's changing its format, it's now being turned into a medicine. That alone is an argument which others have put forward to say that when you have a gelatin capsule or coating tablet, the process that it's gone through in the formatting of it into a medicine has rendered it mutal halacha. I mean, we'll get to, if it's atomic, it may not, first of all, it's unclear what the source of it is. It may be made from a skin. It may be made from a residue of meat. So itself is unclear whether one can rely on that in itself. And then there's a further discussion is, generally, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that for the tzorich of a chole, we're matir shaloi kederech achila. Yisurim may be eaten shaloi kederech achila l'tzorich achila. It means midiraisa, something which is muta, which is also achila, may not be eaten. Shalaika derech achila, the question is what classifies the shalaika derech achila, that itself is a discussion. But shalaika derech achila is also a drabbana. L'tzorich chole, someone who's sick, may eat something shalaika derech achila. Now there is further machlokes in the achrayim. Do you consider swallowing something without chewing it? Is that considered shleik derech achila? There were achrayim who held that if you take something and you swallow it, that's called shleik derech achila. But no Rabbi Yehuda argued against that very strongly, and he rejected the argument. And he said, and he brings raya's, and he says, no, that to take something and to swallow it, It's called achila. You can be yotza a mitzvah with it. You can be yotza yisurim with it. Then Yehuda said that one can certainly consider that as the achila. Kenu shem zan on oibach, and he said as far as the whole machlekes, Noyde Yehuda and the Toyos Chaim, or those who argued with the Noyde Yehuda, was all concerning. You have a piece of food, and the question is, do I have to actually eat it, or can I swallow it? Is swallowing this piece of food is actually eating it? But if I have something that isn't a food bichal, if I have something which is a piece of stone, a piece of wood, and I take that and I swallow that, even though you wouldn't be moida, that's not the achila. So the whole discussion is, if you take a piece of food which is also to eat, and you go and swallow that without chewing it, is that shayyid achila? But if you take something, a medicine, a tablet, a capsule, something which is not a food, you can't consider that a food, you can't chew that if you wanted to.
The whole
achila
is the swallow.
It's not an eichel. It's not an eichel. You take a piece of food, it's not an eichel. It's not made to be eaten. You just swallow it. You take a small piece of stone and swallow it. It's the same thing as medicine. It would be the same size as a tablet. It would be the same thing. It's not that everyone's waiting to. So you make this abstraction into two shittas. So that would make a nafkamina between if you would have a medicine which is a chewable or a lozenge or something like that. So then a nachanami, even if you would swallow it, then you'd have the Nagin Huda to. Against you, yeah. Now, you against you to say that, then it will become a problem. But if one's taking a tablet, so then these are all sorts put forward why gelatin in a medication shouldn't present a problem. And the Maisa Rav Ozna Shulalegi says if it's a tzorich, obviously, if one has an alternative, one should take out the alternative. The truth is, yeah, again, as I said before, it's a question of Matthias, a question of morality, that's not my intention over here. As far as I understand, nowadays the vast range of even the so-called gelatin capsules actually used with vegetarian derived products, and it's not a shayvcha. But certainly, if one can avoid it, there are certainly also many medications where it's not an issue. You can take the standard medications, but certainly one can take the powder out of the capsule and just take the powder as the medication out of the capsule. There are those which the capsule is there to delay the absorption into the system. So generally speaking. There are eases, but in a halachic, where later Tzorich Rav Ozna says, if that's what's necessary, there's certainly what to rely on. It gets more difficult with pleasant tasting medications, especially maybe those ones that are made for children. A lot of them were, I'm not saying currently, but certainly there were. A discussion about those pleasant-tasting medicines which were made with glycerin. Glycerin is made from fatty acids. There's various sources for it. Some of them are not a problem in other kashrus. Some of them are a problem. It's very difficult to verify, because even if one company will use a certain source of glycerin for its product, if a different one becomes available, it will use it, Toothpaste could be, yeah, but toothpaste, you're not eating it. This is. You're not intending to swallow it, and it's not made to be eaten. But a sweet tasting medicine, very often the glycerin is put there to give it a sweetness. The purpose of the glycerin there is to give it a taste. So then, that becomes more problematic. There are poskim, again, who do allow it. And obviously, everyone has to clarify both the mitzvahs and both final psachin halacha. Now the question is, when it comes to dealing with a child, is there any kudos, is there any room, leniencies, or generally the same halachas apply when dealing with a child as dealing with an adult? So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is brought down in Sefer Shemini and Gimel, is that there's an issa to give a child something which is also to eat. Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's also midrabonim, not allowed to give it a child. Now, when dealing with a child, there's different age groups, there's different age levels. There's a child which is a gilechinuch. Child which is a gilechinuch, everybody knows, there's a gilechinuch midrabonim, on the father, on the mother, possibly, machlekes. There's a gilechinuch, gilechinuch is a gilechinuch. But to give something which is also midraisa to eat to a child, even if it's not a kid, a chinuch, is a much more severe issa. There's an issa of leisa achilum. There's an issa of chazal learn out that you're not allowed to give, could be even an issa deraisa, to give a child something which is also midraisa to eat. And that applies not only to the father, not only to the mother, it applies to everyone in Klal Yisrael. To give them something which is also midraisa to eat is an issa in itself. So, and even if we're dealing with a child who's not a gira chinuch, even if you're dealing with a child who doesn't have any understanding, and even if you're dealing with a baby, so give a baby something which is also to eat is in its own right an issa. The baby obviously not doing anything wrong. The baby's not being over any issa. The baby's not even mitzvah. But it's also for you to give it not as chinuch. Al for issa or leisa chinuch, do not give the thing which is also to eat to a baby to eat. It's an issa deraisa. Obviously, if it's an issa derabbanon, it's still an issa to give the child to eat. But there is still a difference between chiyuv chinuch and the issa leisa chinuch. The chiyuv chinuch of a father's mitzvah places more chiyuvim on the father than anybody else. For example, what happens if you see a child eating something which is also, you have not given it to him, you're not giving it to him, you're not passing it to him, but you see the child eating something which he should not be eating. Well, if you're a girl, you shouldn't be eating it, certainly. Are you required to stop him or not? So Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Bezdin Mitzvah La'Afishoi. Bezdin Mitzvah La'Afishoi. But the father is Mechuyav. Mechuyav is father, is not to stop. So, generally speaking, one would expect that whatever is also for an adult will be also for a child. You can't give to the child. If you've got a medication, which is also, if you have a medication, which also could be the other shayas, other problems, other things, maybe something which is explicitly also, then it would be also for the adult. You can't give to the child either. Even if he's not the parent, to give to the child, he says also, as they say, chilum. To put it down on the table and let the child take it itself would be also for the father, but not for anybody else. Because you're not feeding him directly. The child may not eat it. If it's medication, you probably certainly won't eat it anyway. So it's not going to help you very much. But there are two kulus, which are brought down in halacha, which apply to children. Number one is, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're allowed to ask a goy to give something which is also midiraisa to eat, to give it to a child that has a teruchat hanika. If the child needs something, and it's also midiraisa, something which is probably, certainly also. And there's no way that you're allowed to give that to a child, but you're allowed to ask a goy to give the child to eat that. So if you have a medication which the child would need, it would be preferable. I mean, not preferable. It would only be mutter if it would be an issa deraisa. It would only be issa mutter if you're giving it to to a goy to a chatinuk.
Why is the
chatinuk
given? Even a goy should not be allowed. The father can give it al chatinuk. There's no child. You want to say?
Would the father be allowed to ask a goy? You mean?
Yeah, I'll
scream to
kick him.
He's mechuyav to stop him because he presumes he's a tzorech hatinuk. So if your father would see the child doing it, he probably wouldn't have to stop him. Something which is a tzorech hatinuk. If the child needs it, so therefore he's allowed to do it. So that's one kula. I was allowed to ask a goy. The truth is, there's another diun which would be relevant to making medications. And there's the shayla whether there's din of chatzi shir, whether the issa of chatzi shir applies to leisa chilum or not. There's a separate discussion about that. Are you allowed to give less than a shir issa to cotton, or is that also included in issa leisa chilum? There's another kula which is mentioned, and that is the machlokes in Rishonim. Mishnah Berurah is unclear. In one place he brings it, other places he says, you know, not like that, is an issa drabonon. To give it b'yodayim, we said it's osa, but the Rashba holds if it's a tzoriach for the tinuk, then you're allowed to do it b'yodayim. The Rashba and the Ran both hold that to give an issa drabanan to a child, to encourage him to do it, or to get handed to him in such a way that he's suddenly going to do it, if it's a tzoriach for the child, it will be mutar. And therefore, there would be an issa, it's shayla again, if you're dealing with something which is osa drabanan, so you have a kula, a tzoriach ha-tinuk. And that could be relevant to medication. So those are kulas, two kulas that you find by children more than adult. Number one is Amir La'akum by an Isidra Raisa, if it's a Tzorech HaTinuk. And number two, an Isidra Bonon, which is a Tzorech HaTinuk, to give it by a Yisrael directly be a dime to the child, the Tzorech HaTinuk and Isidra Bonon. Less than a shear is possible, is not clear.
What medicine do you give a whole kizai?
No, you don't. That's what I said. That's what I said. It'll be relevant. That discussion will be relevant to medicine. But it's not clear. It's not clear. Ka'alocha. Therefore, these two are clearly brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Tirch, Amir al-Akum, by Nisid Rai, the Tirch HaTinek. And Nisid Rabbonon, the Tirch HaTinek, Yodayim. The third subject which is relevant is the Ramah in Simon Pei Aleph in Yerodea. Famous Ramo, Paskins, Cholov Mitris, Kholov Israelis. When we call Mokim, Loya Niku Tinuk Menha Mitris, in Meshim Israelis. Cholov Mitris, milk from a Goyish lady, is mutter, just like milk from a Jewish woman. We call Mokim, Loya Niku Tinuk Menha Mitris, in Meshim Israelis, shouldn't feed, a Goyish woman shouldn't feed a child, in Meshim Israelis. Why? The Cholov, Oyvedes Kechovim, Mintamhem Halev, Omoidil Le Tevera. There's an Indian. She brought in halacha, she brought in Ramah, it's not just a chassidish inyan, that the cholov of a goyish woman is mitantam halev umoydim leitevara. Now there's a shayla, what is it? Does it mean the milk from a goyish woman, because she's a goyish woman, inherently the milk from a goyish woman is going to be moydim leitevara? Or is it because she eats things which are also, and therefore those machalas asuras which get broken down and form the milk, and just that machalas asuras which form down. Not give me another. If you have a goyish woman who doesn't eat, she eats kosher food. The next line in the Ramah is v'chein leisoichal manekes afidi yisraelis dvorim haasurim. Chel seichal afidi yisraelis dvorim haasurim. What does that mean? Chilin sikhan amnekes afili yisraelis dvorim haasurim. A woman, a Jewish woman, afili yisraelis, should not eat dvorim haasurim. What does that mean? That means, unfortunately explained, Mesikhan, says even a woman sometimes might have a heter to eat things which are also. She may be in a chodesh yesh bo sakhono. She may be in a situation where her life is threatened and she has to eat dvorim which are asurim. Nonetheless, she shouldn't feed a child then. She gives someone else to feed the child, something else, some other food to the child. But the feeding of the child, so you see, it's not the Jewish woman or the Jewish woman, Queen Ramah. It could be both. Queen Ramah is a non-Jewish woman, out of the picture. A Jewish woman who eats things which are also, even in a situation where she's allowed to eat them, which is the chiddush. She's in a situation where there's no issa about her. It's not an aveira for her to eat these things. Nonetheless, the fact that these things are being processed through her and being fed into the milk, into the child, nonetheless, that's a reason for her not to feed a child. The shach there is also interesting. It says because the Ramah finishes off, "V'china tinek ba'atzmai." You shouldn't also the child himself. Not only someone who feeds the child has to be thinking about these things. It should be a Jewish woman. It should be someone who's only eating kosher food. "V'china tinek ba'atzmai." "V'china tinek ba'atzmai." Make sure you give him kosher food, because if you give him non-kosher food, that's going to be made tevara. So what do you mean? Of course you can't give him goyish food. Nothing to do with Telegra. It's also, you just said there's dinam leis achilum. Says the shach, an interesting shach here. Kaleima. Ava pi, the koton eichel dvar masu med rabbonon. In oviv metzuve lahafishoi. Koton, who's eating isu med rabbonon. And the chayv is the tzorich choy for the tzorich of the child, probably as my hasofa. Ain aviv metzuvah lafishoy. As you see, if his father sees the child eating isurei drabonon, not required to stop him. That's halacha in Arachayim. Seen them gimel. Haynu medino. That's the ikar halacha. Avo mikomokim yafishoy. Neishem mazik lebizik nuseishem dan valei v'goyim leitevarav. Tevara. Which is nonetheless, the Ramah is telling you that even when it's multiple child to eat, and this is Rabbonon, and it's Halacha, you're not required to stop him. Nonetheless, it's advisable to do so, out Meidlo Tevarat. Now, what's the Chiddush here? The Chiddush here is, and normally one understands, even when there's no question of Issa Heta, the Ramah is telling you there's an idea of Meidlo Tevarat, Tim to Malif. And the understanding behind that is that certain things even with the isurim, and therefore even if you have a situation where you're mutter to eat them, where you're allowed to eat them, since bechefza they're a problem, normal understanding is that isuri derives on isuri chefza, isuri rabbanon not isuri chefza, isuri rabbanon isuri gavra. There's nothing bechefza in the isuri, so bechefza is really mutter. So nonetheless, the shach to say, even on isuri rabbanon, there's an idea of tintum alev, that is a chiddush. Let's finish off with one very short word. There's plenty more to say here, but the Bir HaGron, this halacha, so brings the Mekos to that. One of the Mekos, you know, of course, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Chazal, Pesha also the Dabri Mashchino, how can the Pesha also the Dabri Yeni from Mitzvah be fed by a Geish woman? And well, no, Rabbi Yaakov Kenisi asked, why is that relevant to us? This is a halacha on Shulchan Aruch, saying you're not allowed to give your child things to eat which might be made of a rab, but that's only because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to speak to the Shekhinah. So if you bring out your child, you have to bring him up. Ki'ilu is going to be osed dabrei mashkina. That's the way you bring out children.